From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Many rural hospitals have closed in the past few years, especially in states that didn't expand Medicaid under Obamacare. In places like Texas and Tennessee, communities that have lost their one and only hospital are trying to figure out how to get by. Some are looking to one county in Tennessee that's managed without a hospital for two decades. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Having to drive 45 minutes to the nearest emergency room doesn't sound so bad until a rattlesnake sinks its fangs into you.
I can't bend my fingers. I can't grip like I used to could.
William Self figures his hand wouldn't be in such bad shape if it hadn't taken 3 hours to get antivenom running through his veins. And that delay is largely because the hospital in his hometown of Hohenwald, Tennessee, closed in 1996. The private owners didn't see a way to make money with so many residents uninsured. But the old building has now become something shy of a hospital and more than a clinic. William Self drove his wife Joyce to an appointment for her irregular heartbeat.
They have x-rays. I've had IV done here. I've had breathing treatments.
At the Lewis County Health Center, patients are seen until 10 p.m. They can stay for observation. If it's more serious, an ambulance is parked out back.
How many therapists do you have?
We have two.
That's Republican Senator Lamar Alexander as he took a clinic tour. He chairs the Senate Health Committee and would like to see this place replicated.
Increasingly in Tennessee, we're going to have rural counties without a hospital. And we can't have rural counties without health care.
Alexander figures good primary care might even be better than a hospital barely hanging on. The problem is, many people who live here still wish they had a hospital.
And it does hurt recruiting industry and recruiting people because we don't have a 24-hour medical facility.
Bill Webb is the county mayor, but with just 12,000 people, Alan Watson says residents have to be realistic. He's CEO of the neighboring county hospital that runs the clinic.
Does it have an emergency room? No. Does it have surgical capabilities? No. But for this size community, I think that this is a good model, and I do think it can be replicated in other communities.
State hospital leaders are working with other facilities on the brink of closure and encouraging them to consider making a similar move while they can, or risk closing altogether. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.